Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. A chance of flurries this afternoon, increasing clouds with a high near 28 degrees. Tonight, cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 9. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 34. And in the news, today we begin a short series of issues surrounding the upcoming legislation for the 2023 Farm Bill. Historically, the Farm Bill is an omnibus bill governing policy in many areas related to the agricultural sector, including farm income support, food assistance, trade, and more. This bill is renewed on a regular basis about every 5 years. This gives policymakers an opportunity to regularly address agricultural policy issues. The U.S. has passed 18 farm bills, the most recent being the Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018. Agricultural policy in the United States prior to the farm bills focused on land distribution, support for education and research programs to increase agricultural productivity, and programs to provide farmers with market information. The first farm bill, the Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1933, was part of the New Deal. In response to the drop in U.S. crop prices after the First World War and the effect of both the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl on farmers and agricultural markets, the Agricultural Adjustment Act created programs to reduce surplus and raise crop prices. Farmers were eligible to receive subsidy payments in exchange for agreeing to reduce production of certain commodity crops. The purpose of this was to achieve what is called parity, or a fair exchange value for agricultural products. Price control and other forms of support for farmers would continue to be one of the main functions of the Farm Bill in years to follow. Supporting farmers is a primary purpose of the Farm Bill. Over time, farm bills have been used to authorize a variety of programs to support farm income, though the nature of agricultural commodity support varies depending on prevailing economic policy. Our current and most modern model, known simply as the United States Farm Bill, originated in 1973. It expanded the focus of the Farm Bill beyond farm supports to other policy areas affecting the agricultural sector. The omnibus nature of farm bills after 1973 involves a broader range of stakeholders in the negotiation process. The Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1933 compensated farmers for practices that conserved arable land. The 1977 Food and Agricultural Act introduced rural development and conservation in Title 15. And the 1981 Agriculture and Food Act created a Title 15 for resource conservation. The Food Security Act of 1985 incentivized wetland preservation and prevention of soil erosion. Conservation titles have remained a fixture in farm bills ever since. The most recent farm bill is the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018. The bill includes 12 titles and makes few major changes to agricultural policy. Most of the provisions in the bill will last until this year. Today's report was based on a study compiled and available to the public through the Library of Congress. On Tuesday, we'll look at the political interests that go into developing the new bill, leading up to what farmers and consumers and their input to developing the final bill will be, with an emphasis on Wisconsin farmers. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.